Am I 18F to?
Are you getting more and more confused as you listen to more lectures? If you're indeed getting more and more confused, that actually means you're making improvement. Well, the reason for that is because the kind of concepts we're talking about is beyond, transcend language, and it's not touchable by language.
我们你们可以看这个现在是第三句了嘛，意不在言，来即意故，动成巢臼，插入故主。
So let's move on to the third stanza. The meaning does not lie in words, yet those who are right must be taught. As soon as you act, it is a dead issue, so consider their varying attainments.
那佛经里我们有时讲说是标一指，就是用什么，用 手指，指月亮那个手指，不是月亮本身。
So language here, we can think about the metaphor where it's as if it's the finger that's pointing at the moon. It's only the finger, it's not the moon itself.
譬如说我们讲涅槃是不生不灭，对不对？不生不灭是涅槃的 状态吗？还是在描述涅槃的一个形容词？
So, we talk about nirvana, right? For instance, nirvana itself, we talk about it as non-rising and non-ceasing. So, is this the very nature, this non-rising and non-ceasing, is this the very nature of nirvana, or it's merely a description?
通常我们觉得，哦，有一个东西叫不生不灭。可是现在他这边要讲，就是说，你在什么状态，你是不生不灭。
So often we talk about the phenomenon of non-rising and non-ceasing. But over here, what it's trying to describe is under what kind of circumstance, under which kind of situation you are in that state of non-rising and non-ceasing.
通常我们是用语言来描述，可是假设你借着语言，那进入那种状态，就是看到我们的本性，那再回头过来用语言，那就跟一般人不太一样了。
Right now we're using language to describe that very state of awakening. But once someone who's able to really transcend language and reach that state itself, and then comes back and use language to describe the state, it's different where you're guessing, using language guessing at the state before you attain it versus after you have attained it. And coming back to use language as a tool. Those two needs to be distinguished.
那这边的意不在言，就是说意就等于是，就是我们那个自信本身，它是什么？不是语言本身。
So over here, the meaning does not lie in words. Meaning is referring to our true nature, and the true nature does not hinge upon, and it's not the same as language or words.
所以像有一些禅师，有人问禅师啊，什么叫祖师西来意？啊，那赵州和尚可能就回答说什么，我的海青哈，重大概一两。
So for instance, there are koan where people will ask, what is the intention of patriarchs from coming from the West? And Chan Master Zhao Zhou would answer, oh, my robe weighed X number of ounces. That's the reply that he would give to the person who asked the question.
你知道他讲什么吗?
Do you know what he's talking about?
因为我们听了语言以后，我们会去什么？会去思考，因为我们大部分的人都是在那个什么，我们叫什么，在取向，就是抓这个东西，听了一个语言以后，然后你就想到什么，那你想到什么，这样就是有像的、啊、那我们没办法，就是听了以后，然后晃掉所有的像。
So our common pattern is whenever we hear words, we hear language, we will continue on and start our cognitive thinking, cognitive deduction. Because it's our very own tendency to be grasping. So we grasp onto different forms. But it's really beyond all forms.
那有些禅师就是常常用这种方式，譬如说，那一个好像是马祖的样子，马祖只要有试着拿那个饼来哈，拿来吃那个饼，他有人说这是胡饼，啊，那另外一本书讲说这是什么？就问他那个问白藏禅师啊，问了20年，白藏禅师，白藏禅师听了3年，因为有个禅师听了20年，不知道他在讲什么。不是试着拿饼上来，对不对哈、啊？就是早餐嘛，拿一个饼上来，然后那一个马祖，就马祖的侍者啊，好像是白藏，好像是马祖的侍者。那拿那个饼上来，就送奉上饼上来，然后他就讲说，这是什么？比如说拿这个茶杯来哈、啊，那我问说这是什么？啊，这是什么啊
？So let me give you an example first, where Master Ma Zu, he had an attendant, and this attendant every morning would bring a biscuit to him as breakfast. And every time Master Ma Zu sees this biscuit, will point at it and say, "What is this?" And he would ask this to his disciple, Master Bai Zhang. So right now, you know, I'm pointing at a mug. What is this? I'm asking you, what is this?
现在用现在的演讲说，现在有人拿一个 ice cream 好了哈、哦、，ice cream 大家比较清楚嘛哈、哦，然后就每天分上，然后就问说这是什么？他每次拿上来就这是什么？就讲了20年。
Or let's use a modern example. If someone bring me a dish of ice cream, I will be pointing at this ice cream and asking you, what is it?
Look.
And so this is the way they operated, where Master Ma Zu would ask Master Bai Zhang this question, what is this? And they continue this way for over 20 years.
他就问这个，你当然知道那是 ice cream 吗？那他为什么这么问？
So he simply asked the question, and of course you would know that it's ice cream, but why does the master ask, what is this?
如果你会的话，你叫一个小孩子来，他也会啊。那你跟他有什么差别
？Well, even a child would know that it's a dish of ice cream. Then what is the difference between you and the child?
所以大家当然不敢回答说这是 ice cream 吗
？So right now, no one dares to answer. It's ice cream.
你们知道他为什么要这么讲吗
Why would Ma Zu ask that question?
He didn't know what it was. He wants to make sure that there's no preconceived notions.
He 想要确认确定说他的弟子没有先入为主的概念。
不止。
That's not all. That's not it.
嗯？
他说，小孩子或许小孩子不会迟疑，他们不会想太多。那大人的话就一直是勾勾顶这样子，然后所以就迟迟的不肯作答。
啊啊，
是这个样子吗？
那这样的话，小孩子开悟的喽。
Well, if that's the reason, then that means all kids have become enlightened already. So,
isn't that true? Already from birth?
不是吗？小孩子不是都开悟了吗？
哦，小孩子都开悟，那你们多回答这个 ice cream， 那就可以回去了，不用听了。
Well, if all kids have already obtained enlightenment, then the solution is simple. You can simply answer me, that's ice cream, and then all of you have attained enlightenment, and you can now go home, no need to listen to the lecture anymore.
那至少呀，没关系，等一下，至少有一个就是开悟的人是没有一个我看到一个对象啊，我看到 ice cream， 那当然这不是答案啊。
The difference, one difference is for someone who's enlightened, there will be no sense of subjectivity versus objectivity. So there wouldn't be someone here, the sense of I, perceiving an object of an ice cream. That kind of relationship would have ceased already.
Alan.
You've been discussing the difference between language and the nature of things. It's almost like a reconfirmation of the nature of what's placed in front of you. Because I guess everything is just a constant evolution and you don't know if it's the same thing or not.
他说他一直在区分说语言跟事物本性的差别在哪里，可是似乎这么做的话一直是在加深，他的问题不是很清楚，就是一直在加深这个，要不要让他再解释
一下？ Yeah, we don't know you.
Can you elaborate a little bit more about what you're trying to say, please?
I guess what I'm getting from your lecture is thatWe can talk about things, but the language doesn't necessarily mean anything. And the reality is that every day a different biscuit is being brought. And it is something that's different and maybe something that needs to be reconfirmed, like the actual nature of it. I don't know if that makes more sense.
So every day, they would bring a new biscuit. So every day, the biscuits are different biscuits.所以是不是他每一天都要再确认一下这个胡饼的本性？
好，我们只好这样解释啦，因为你看我们有一个人有一个侍者拿胡饼来啊，第一个我们有一个侍者拿胡饼来，可是他现在不是这样子的，不是有一个侍者拿胡饼来。
Let me try to clarify. What I'm trying to say is that.Usually, we perceive that there is an attendant bringing in a biscuit to the master. But in the state of enlightenment, there's really no sense of an attendant externally, nor is there an object of this biscuit and being brought to me, the master. So none of those exists.
总而言之，那个就是说，这是什么的时候，你至少比较像样的答案就是你跟胡饼就是分不开，你是胡饼还是胡饼是你，那这样的状态的话那是算是什么。
So one possible way of answering this is you can no longer differentiate between the difference. You cannot define the boundary between the biscuit and yourself. So there's no further distinction. In that kind of state, what is it?
其实师父以前禅期也会问嘛，他你禅期达到第三天、第四天的时候，他就问说，这是什么？ 那有一个女生，她想到这是手掌啊，可能都是手掌，那师父为什么要问？他想一想，不应该讲手掌，可是看一看就是手掌啊。他想一想，禅宗好像不是打手掌啊，不是要回答手掌，所以就在那边考虑说要答什么。
So there's another real example as well from 师父. In the past, when Shifu conducts meditation retreat, usually on the third or fourth day, he would ask this kind of question, where he would stick out his hand and ask people, what is this? And there was one disciple who looked at Shifu's palm and thought to herself, it looks like a palm. I think it's his hand, it's a palm. But wait a second, I don't think that would be the right answer in the Chan school of thought. So maybe I shouldn't say it's the hand. So she was just sitting there pondering the answer for a very long time.
因为就是说，你如果在一种心非常安静，安静到语言也讲不出来的时候，你这时候你要去你的心室里面去取那个语言，语言取不出来啊。可是这个东西还是在你面前呢、啊，这样也不见得是开悟。不过就是说你心境。 就是完全那种，就是散乱的那种状态没有以后，你再看到这个东西不太一样的，所以说他想一想说这个要回答什么，可是他自己其实心不是那么安定，他就在那边迟疑，那师父就一直问说是什么啊，赶快讲啊，他想一想说还是不要偏师父好了，就想说啊那说长啊。
So the way that she kept pondering the question, that was one state. There's another state where your mind has become very, very still, very quiet. And so upon seeing the hand, even though your eyes is able to perceive it, but you can no longer find the language to answer, to describe it. That's another kind of state. But for that disciple, it wasn't where she was. Her mind was still, there was still a lot of dynamic, a lot of noise in her mind. So she, instead of just answering spontaneously, she engaged in cognitive thinking. And she kept pondering, what is the right answer? What's the right answer? At the end, she decided, it's better that I don't lie to Shifu. He probably can see right through me. So she answered, it's your hand. And then Shifu then followed by asking her, well, if you know it's your hand, why didn't you answer right away?
So 另外有一个人就是师父也是这样，就他就上来要抢师父的三板，抢师父的下板要打师父啊，因为就是。 这个禅宗的故事是有这样子的哦，这时候不能讲的，讲的就是表示你什么，你是在什么语言文字里面，你就要什么，就拿香板打人或者怎么样子，所以他要抢香板呢、啊。那个时候师父马上讲说，哎，你没有开悟，你不能拿香板打我。
So that was one example, and there was another example where Shifu again asked the same question, and another disciple, somehow knowing that he shouldn't answer the question, so he grabbed Shifu's incense board and tried to hit Shifu, because he knew somehow, you know, based on all the Chan stories, when you're asked this question, you're not supposed to answer. If you answer, that means you're still engaged in cognitive and language, linguistic thinking. So you're not supposed to answer, you're supposed to do something. So this person just grabbed onto this incense board and tried to hit Shifu, And Shifu immediately stopped him and said, wait a second, you haven't become enlightened yet, so you cannot hit me.
所以比较那个, 比如说那个 ice cream 出来, 当然是你看到 ice cream 嘛, 那现在问你说这是什么, 其实他就问说, 是什么看到 ice cream? 有没有听懂? 你是什么, 用什么看到 ice cream?
So again, let's go back to the ice cream example where a dish of ice cream is presented to you and you're being asked, what is this? What the master is truly asking you is, what is it that perceived the ice cream?
你用什么东西看到?
What did you use to be able to perceive this ice cream?
那真心呢?
所以one answer is you're using your wandering thought, the false nature to perceive this ice cream. And then 法师 asks, what's the difference between this wandering false nature versus your true nature? And he says, if you're really perceiving the ice cream with your true nature, then you wouldn't be able to answer, you wouldn't say anything.
这可以讲的,你真正你用你的真心看到的时候,你是可以讲的。
But that's not quite it either. Even if you perceive this ice cream with your true nature, people are still able to answer. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to be mute.
就是要讲讲看啊。
You have to try to answer.
现在就说语言都拿掉那是什么
So if you take the language away then what is it?
你没有语言的心你那个心还是在的啊
Without language your mind your nature still exists doesn't it?
对啊,所以你假设你要去体会的话,你看到什么东西你都可以问啊,那是什么,你是用什么看到的?
So you can engage in this kind of exercise in all your activities. Whenever you perceive something, you can ask, what is it that perceived it?
类似很多语言他们都一样比如说我们以前常讲说你从哪里来
Another question that we often ask people is where did you came from?
可不可以回答?
Are you able to answer this question?
你想说我从 Flushing来呀 从马哈顿来呀
Most people will answer me, I came from Manhattan, or I came from Flushing.
那接着他们就问说,那什么东西这么来?是什么东西这么来?
是什么东西这么来?
对对对。
Well, if that's your answer, then it will be followed by another question. Then what is it that came that way?
可能可以讲说,那就身体来呀,那什么东西让身体来?
Then people will say, oh, it's my body that came here. Then you follow up by the question, then what is it that made the body come here?
所以马上又回到那个心能够让身体走来走去的，那个心是什么？
So ultimately, we go back to the original, the fundamental question that it is the mind that, that commands the body to walk around, to come from Flushing to Elmhurst. But what is this mind?
一样的,你们现在在听啊,那谁在听啊?
Similarly, you're listening to the lecture right now. Who is it that's listening? What is listening?
这个如果你懂以后,以后你想到什么人气得要命的话,你说,那气的是谁啊?
If you're able to understand this concept, then in the future, if you're ever stuck in a situation where you're really mad at someone, you can then immediately ask yourself, who is it that's being mad?
我们常讲,我们就是,内心想到什么人的时候, 我们就把我们心中浮出的那个影像当成某某人嘛，那可是谁来认知来判断这一个影像，那个是什么东西？
So we kept using this example where you will conjure up someone's image in your head and then mistakenly perceive that image as the person. But let's go a little bit deeper. Who is it that's doing this perceiving? Perceiving this image as that person? Who perceived?
啊，你跟人家吵架，那你说，哎，那到底吵架那个是谁？你可以一边吵一边问呢。你现在讲那么多话，那个是什么东西？现在谁在讲那句话？你那个信心是话了，不是信心本身。
So if you are ever you get into an argument with someone, you can also immediately ask yourself, who is it that's engaging in this argument? And so this person just answered that it's your mind that's engaging in this argument. That's putting forth all these words that you use in the argument. So 法师then asked, so who is it? What is it that is coming up with all these words?
就是这里面就是讲说我们的心可以产生种种的功能，那我们叫做产生种种功能叫做相，那心本身我们有时候叫做性或是体，产生相叫做什么用功能叫做用，那它禅师往往在从那个相当中要问你那个心的性是什么。
So our mind has the ability to create all these different forms. That's the function of the mind. But oftentimes when Chan Master asks, they're trying to get you to see, to understand what is the nature of the mind itself beyond its function.
我们在那个时间我们可以看可以听，那能看的那个东西是什么？
So in all kinds of situations, we are able to hear sound, we are able to see, perceive objects. But what is it? What is the essence? What is this thing that's able to do the hearing and to do this perceiving, the looking?
When you get into an argument with somebody, the reason you don't continue the argument is because the argument essentially comes from within you, and it's just more of a, like, a mirror reflection of what's going on internally, and that's going on within, inside of everybody. So we all essentially are the same thing. We all are coming from where we return to physically, if that makes any sense.
所以我们应该是这样，我们本质上都是一样的。然后当我们跟人家吵架的时候，只是一个现象，好像一个镜子它照射出来的现象。可是本质上我们所有人都是一样的。
是一样，但是现象是你，还是能够知道现象是你
？Yes, they're all the same, but.Is the phenomenon you, or the thing that's able to perceive phenomenon you?
It's neither. Wouldn't it be neither? It's just in essence all.
对，那就是说不是的话，那为什么要吵？跟谁吵？
Well, if you say neither, then why would you even start the argument? Who are you arguing with?
Oh, I'm not arguing. I'm just asking.
No, not right now. When the example we use is having an argument. So when people have an argument, if you say neither, then who is who's arguing? Why would there be this thing of arguing?
Wouldn't the arguing be based off of just a perception? So it's more of a conditioning of environment as opposed to like a true self. So the argument is just the physical as opposed to the true nature of each individual, which is the internal, because there's really nothing to argue with. You're conscious of that. There would be no arguments. There'd be no negativity, I guess, in some sense.
他应该讲的是说，吵架本身只是个相，可是如果说回到本性的话，是没有 argument。
问题是在吵架的时候，你会认为那是相吗？下次在吵架的时候，你说，哎，请问你这个吵架的是谁？
Theoretically, that is correct. But when you are actually a midst of an argument, are you able to have that kind of clarity?
Is this personal?Is he asking personally the question or is it general?
没有，不是，这不是理论啊，这个是实际上的。
Sort of. The question is sort of directed to you, but also to the general that if we say that it's merely a phenomenon, but when people are actually in the heat of arguments, are they still able to merely perceive it as the phenomenon and not attach it to self?
The only way I can answer that question would be, from my own personal experience, would be, as an overall, I have that in my head, that since we all come from the same source, there is really, I'm not going to argue with myself in my own reflection, meaning every other individual I see for no reason, because most arguments are based off of trivial things.But there's also situations where it comes into close people where the argument is still based off of trivial existence, but it's like the physical and the mind is conditioned to get into it. But at the same time, it's kind of aware that it's kind of pointless. So, I mean, personally, yeah, it's like, that's why there's no anger or fighting. I mean, it just makes sense.
他应该是说这样子，就是说，因为我们都是来自同样一个地方，我们的本性都是一样的，所以在吵架的时候，那个只是一个表象的东西。那这个表象，虽然说我们因为习气的影响，所以常常会还是被这个表象卡住。可是另外一个层次退一步来想的话，事实上这个吵架这些都是很维系、很无用的。
那其实也简单的，现在他讲了那么多，那。
Let's make things even simpler. You have said so much already today. So who is it that's talking?
Touché.
Who is it that's saying touche?
The same mind that just said the same thing right now.
看，我们都一直是冒出语言，然后一直在语言上，有没有抓语言？
So we keep coming up, generating all these language, and we keep grasping onto language. That's just the way it's cyclical.
其实禅师在用语言的时候。就是要你把你那个什么那个思考的那个东西把你什么把你堵住让你怎么想都想不出来但是还要叫你什么叫你讲
But the way Chan masters the way they use language they use as a tool to try to stop your cognitive thinking they try to stuff up all your thinking where you are no longer able to resort to language yet they're demanding you to use language to answer the question that's what they're trying to do
当你就是你的语言分别心执着心全部不见了以后 这时候你讲什么，我们说有时候你讲什么都对了。
So once you're able to, your language function has stopped, your grasping mind has stopped, and your distinguishing mind has stopped. Once you're in that state, no matter what you say, everything will be correct.
那说什么都对，那到底是什么意思？好，你讲话的时候，话就是你的心，你看你能不能体会，话就是你的心。
So what does it mean that everything you say is right? When you are able to reach that kind of state, that everything you say is the same as your very mind, the nature of your mind. Whatever you say is the same as your mind. Are you able to understand that?
你们可以在讲话的时候，讲话就是我的心。
Can you do that when you're talking, knowing that when you're talking, whatever you say is your mind itself?
所以有一次，这一个六祖就问五祖啊，就六祖慧能禅师就问五祖啊，这个因无所住而生其心啊是什么？那结果五祖就回答。因无所住而生其心，他就这么回答而已。结果这个六祖要又再更一次的更深悟。
So once the sixth patriarch asked the fifth patriarch, asking that he use a phrase, a verse from the Diamond Sutra, because of non-abiding, the mind naturally arises. What is it? So the answer given by the fifth patriarch was, because of non-abiding, the mind naturally arises. So he merely repeated the same sentence, the exact same phrase. And upon hearing that, the sixth patriarch was actually able to attain a deeper state of enlightenment.
也就是说，当你心在那种它本来的状态，没有执着分别的状态的时候，那你讲出来就是什么？就是在因无所住而生其心的状态。当你讲因无所住而生其心，就是什么？我们叫就是心不是没有功能的，心可以讲因无所住而生其心，可你的心又是什么？无所住的讲这些话。
So what does that mean? When your mind is free from making distinctions, free from attachment, free from grasping, then whatever you say is precisely the same as the nature of your own mind.So when the fifth patriarch uttered, because of non-abiding, the mind naturally arises, the mind has a function of uttering these words. At the same time, it's not attached to the words. So it's an exact embodiment of the phrase itself. Because of non-attachment, the mind naturally arises.
Now,一不再言讲的那是来机异物，就是禅师已经看到自己的本性，那也发觉众生都有什么如来的什么智慧德性，只因为什么烦恼执着妄想而不能显现，所以禅师他就会什么想办法让众生什么看到他的本性。
So the next sentence, yet those who are right must be taught. Again, the Chan masters have already seen their true nature. They know what it is. And also, they're able to observe sentient beings and see that, understand that it's only because of vexation, wandering thoughts, and attachment that sentient beings are not able to see their true nature. So child masters, they have the obligation and they work hard on trying to help sentient beings seeing their true nature.
我经典里面讲到说，佛陀每天晚上啊，坐在禅定当中，就看一看说，嗯，哪一个人机缘到了啊，那我要去什么，就是等于去度他。所以他第二天他就去了，他只要一去的话，那个人可能就是什么，一讲就什么，就证阿罗汉。
In the sutra, there's this story where the Buddha, every night he would enter deep samadhi and then try to observe and observe around to see which sentient being's condition is ripe and is ready to receive his teaching. And then so next day, the Buddha would go to that person, and upon seeing the Buddha or just by a very few simple words, oftentimes this person, because the condition is already ripe, is able to attain arhatship.
譬如说佛度这一个六比丘、啊、是五比丘的样子、啊、五比丘那就是什么就讲四圣谛他们就证道了。
So in the same way, the reason why the way the Buddha had taught the five initial Sanghas, the five initial monks, was that he simply told them about the Four Noble Truths, and just hearing such a simple teaching, they were able to attain arhatship right away.
那佛陀有时候也会碰到说，哎，善来比丘，就那个人就什么，就这个什么，这个头发就掉，他本来是在家人，头发就掉了，然后胡须也掉了，然后衣服这种没有跟他穿起衣服，一个袈裟就变就什么就袈裟着身，然后就证什么阿罗汉。
There's also another example where the Buddha would see this lay person and whose name was later called benevolent coming, and the Buddha would say, "Oh, you're here." And simply upon hearing that, the person's hair will fall out, his mustache will fall out, and they somehow miraculously just change into a monk's robe. And that's because that person's condition is already ripe.
那佛陀，你可以看，就是佛陀到处什么度人啊。那么说，佛陀怎么没有嫌我啊？
So in the sutra, there are plenty of examples where the Buddha would go around, give his teaching, and make people become arhat. And then some of you may be thinking, why didn't Buddha pick me?
因为里面有送红包。
Perhaps you didn't give him a red envelope, give him something good. Maybe that's why.
所以送红包就是什么？你要供养什么？无量的诸佛光明，不知道什么多少多久以后，这就是红包嘛，那才你才有机会，佛才会看上你啊。
What that really means that you need to be already practicing the practice of offering, for instance, for many many eons, and then the Buddha then your condition will become ripe, where the Buddha will then pick you and come and give you his teaching.
其实佛看到任何人啊，他都在什么，都在度你，都在度人。
Well, actually, in fact, no matter whom the Buddha encounters, he's constantly engaging in teaching and in trying to deliver this person.
但是就是说众生的根基，你自己碰到佛陀，你自己就是根基，或者你的福德因缘不到，你可能就可以什么烦恼少一点，你没有办法像那些阿罗汉，就是一讲了以后他就证阿罗汉。
So Buddha's teaching is constant.But it's only because of our own conditions. Maybe it's not quite ripe, or maybe we don't have enough virtuous karmic root, or not yet. And so that's how we differ from those people who are able to attain arhatship right away.
通常那些佛陀一点就开悟的人，这些人其实都已经什么跟佛陀已经修习了什么修行了什么无量世。
So those people who are able to instantaneously attain arhatship, those people actually they have already been studying with the Buddha for many many kalpas.
那我们跟佛陀，像师父讲说，我们已经跟师父修行了无量世，那到底修行多久了？
师父会问吗？
没有，师父有这么讲，他说我们都是无量劫一直在修行的，那我们想请问我们跟他修了多久了？
师父 has also said once that actually all of us here we have been studying Buddha Dharma for many many lifetimes, and sometimes so I ask myself, so how long have I been studying already?
如果你看到师父也不怎么样，看到师父的书也读不太下去，那大概这个什么，这个跟师父的大概那个时间并不长。
So if you see Shifu and you really don't think much of this old guy, or you know you try to read his books and then you get bored and not really interested, then that probably means you haven't been studying under him for a very long time.
在我们日常生活当中，我们也会不然不一定是修行。我们有些人一看的，看到什么人你就很什么很顺眼。那有些人呢，就是可能是你哥哥，你姐姐和弟弟，他怎么对你好像就觉得很讨厌，有没有？
Let's relate that to everyday life, not necessarily have to do with cultivation. In everyday life, have you ever encountered the situation where you meet someone for the first time and you immediately like this person? You feel you guys click. Or another situation where youit could be your sibling, your brother or sister, and no matter how nice, how well this person treats you, you just feel something's off, and this person simply makes you uncomfortable. Have you ever had that experience?
那如果我们要修行见性呢，你应该是看到每个人啊都非常的什么顺眼舒服。
But if you are really trying to engage in cultivation, then you should be like, no matter who you see, whom you encounter, you should feel at ease and comfortable with each individual.
因为你看到每个人，就是他即使骂你，你就想到，在帮我修行。
So no matter who you see, if this person is slandering you, giving you harsh words, then you should be thinking, oh, this person is helping me with my cultivation.
要不要宣布一下子好了。你要讲一下车号，英文跟中文。
这台车怎么样？
被撞在。
Does anyone have this car? BZJ2845. BZJ2845. 有没有人的车？ There's an incident. No?
没有。楼下去，谢谢。好，那我们讲这个部分，其实，可能我们还是有看这个人很顺眼，看这个人不顺眼，那表示说我们有烦恼。那你为什么能够看所有人都顺眼？因为我们说你不会把他当成人，你也不会把自己当成人，就是没有一个人看人呢。
So, if you still don't get along with this individual or that individual, that means that our mind still has a lot of vexation. But on the other hand, if you become at ease with all sentient beings, How can that be brought about? How do you make that happen? That means you no longer, you're already out of the pattern of perceiving things as subject and object. You no longer perceive that there's an external person, or you no longer perceive yourself as an internal person. The boundary has already dissolved.
就开悟的时候就是没有我，没有讨厌的什么，没有讨厌的人，没有什么讨厌能讨厌的我，没有讨厌这件事。
So if you have already achieved enlightenment, then you will realize that there isn't a person for me to get annoyed at. There isn't an fact of being annoyed, the matter of annoyance, nor is there a person, me, that is getting annoyed. None of those exists.
还有你要跟人家讲话，没有什么没有讲话的我，没有在听话的我，没有在跟我讲话的对方，没有讲话的这件事。
Or when you are in a conversation, you can also contemplate like this, where there isn't someone there talking to me, there isn't a person, me, that's listening, and there isn't an act of having the conversation. Again, none of those exist.
那要不要讲话？
But even in that kind of state, do you still have to talk? Of course.
你讲，那还是保持没有一个在讲的我，没有一个什么被讲的，在听的对方要讲的话，但是话照讲。
So yes, you still engage in conversation, but then while you're engaging in the conversation, you realize that there isn't a speaker, there isn't a listener, and there isn't an act of having the conversation.
师父说，如果你把对方当成一个对象，那就跟什么莫照不相应。
师父 has said that if you treat the other person as an object, as a someone who's actually doing the talking, then you are no longer corresponding with the method of silent illumination.
因为我们把对方当成一个对象，那就有一个我跟什么。跟对方在互动。
If you treat the other person as an object of someone who's talking, then that necessarily denotes that you perceive yourself as a subject, and there's already the dichotomy, the opposition of subject and object.
所以在任何一个时间内，你的心，我们的心，就像一面镜子，然后。所有的东西，所有的人啊，物象啊，像这个房间啊，还有所有的声音，你的声音，全部都在里面。但是，你不要把某一个对象、某个声音当成是什么，是别人。
So the way we should operate is under all circumstances.Our mind is merely like a mirror, and all sorts of phenomena, forms, are reflected in this mirror. The chair, the room, the space, the people. Yet, you should not treat any individual item in this mirror as a person or a specific entity.
如果你把你你所看到所听到的某个对象当成一个对象，那就产生能所。
If you gravitate toward one particular entity and treat that person as a individual, as a separate entity, then you're already falling back to our common pattern of having subject and object.
如果你是这样，你可以问啊，那是 是我心中的东西，还是一个色相，还是一个人？
If you see yourself doing that, falling back to subjectivity and objectivity, you can then ask yourself, what is it I'm perceiving? Is it merely a form that I perceive in my mind, or is it an actual person?
那我们大部分的时间是把一个色相当成被我看到了什么一个人，对不对？
Most of the time, we would think that the form that we see as an actual person.
你现在跟人家讲电话的时候，是不是把那一个声音当成对方？
When you talk to someone on the phone, usually, don't you treat that voice, the sound that you hear, as the actual person that's talking to you on the other side, on the other end of the line?
同样的啊，我们心中浮出某某的影像，我们也把影像当成什么对方。
Similarly, whenever in our mind an image of a person surfaced, we often think this image is the actual person. Don't we do it like that?
那我们这样的话，我们就有能所，我们没办法，就是我们叫什么？什么身心统一，内外统一。
That's our usual way of operation, and we are, again, we are engaging in the thinking of there's a subject and the object. And if we continue doing it this way, then you will never reach a state of reaching the state of unification of the external and the internal worlds, as well as
内外统一
身心统一
and the unification of the mind and the body.
那师父讲说我们就开悟的人呢，他们随时随地都在什么内外统一。
But for someone who has reached enlightenment, they are constantly in a state of unification between the external and the internal.
那如果你把你心中的某一个对象当成一个人或是一个对象，那我们就不可能在那种内外统一的状态，我们变成有能有所。
But if you always perceive the form that's in your mind as the actual person, then you are treating that as an subject, and you as an you're treating that as an object, and you yourself as a subject. Again, continuing this way, you'll never be able to reach the state of unification.
那在这种状态之下，实际上我们叫做散乱，我们叫做散乱。
And that's because the mind is scattered and chaotic.
所以他们有讲说，他们说古来的大德啊，他们念念都在定跟慧，那一般人就是念念都在什么散乱。
And so there's a saying where all the virtuous, the sages and patriarchs, Chan masters, at all time, they're constantly in samadhi and in the state of wisdom, versus common sentient beings like us. Every single thought that we have is scattered and chaotic.
一般人就是他心看到个东西，那看这个看那一个，那跑来跑去，会不会觉得他心散乱？
So oftentimes we look at this and we look at that, the mind perceive this, the mind perceive that, but that's the way we are. Do we realize that our mind is actually quite scattered?
因为你不觉得散乱，所以你不会，我想办法。在这种状态之下，我是什么去修那种内外合一。
Oftentimes we don't even perceive that as scatteredness or having a lot of wandering thoughts, and because we're not even able to perceive the problem, so we don't try to practice to reach the state of having a unified mind.
内外合一可不可以讲话？
When the external and the internal are unified in that kind of state, are you still be able to engage in talking?
另外合一可不可以就是做事打电脑？
in that unification state, would you still be able to do everyday things and use the computer, use the internet?
你们回去看看，说你怎么样，就是怎么样达到那个内外合一的，打电脑是达到内外合一呢？告诉大家。
Go home and try to see if you can, while you're using the computer, and reach the state of unification. If so, come back and report to us.
还有看电视可不可以内外合一？
Can you reach a state of unification when you're watching TV?
I think I know the answer, but I want to have it. If getting into this state makes you incapable of working on the computer, why would you want to get into this state?
如果说达到内外统一的境界的时候，你没有办法做这些事情的话，那干嘛要内外统一呢？
内外统一有什么好处？我现在还是不懂，你们懂他的意思吗？你
Can you repeat the question again?
Well, yeah, but from the way this is, from the English I'm hearing, I don't know the Chinese, but from the English I'm hearing, it sounds like you're saying.
Yeah, you can
speak.
Yeah, I just, it sounds, you know, what I asked was, when you say, if you're in the unified state, can you work on a computer in the normal way? My understanding is the answer to that is yes, you can. And I hope that's the answer, because I was just making sort of a joke when I said, if that's not the answer, why would you want to go into the unified state? You suddenly have become an idiot, and you can't behave, you know, you can't carry out the obligations that we all have in, you know, ordinary reality.Which my understanding is that being in this state does not mean that ordinary reality disappears altogether. It's just that you recognize it for what it is, which, as I understand it, is, you know, shunyata. You recognize the empty nature of everything. That's also, you know, you use the expression, you say, when you see something arises in your mind, you think that's the real person. And...that doesn't happen to me too often, that I'm sitting in my apartment thinking about my mother, and I believe that, because it's Mother's Day, you know, and I believe that my mother is actually in the apartment when all I'm doing is thinking about it. I can make a distinction between those two states, right? If I couldn't, I think I would be insane, at least as I understand that term, you know.But see, so I think, I mean, but I think I understand. I mean, it's like when I'm talking, when we're having a conversation on the street, you know, I'm talking to somebody, there's a tendency to exaggerate the importance of the other person and think that that person is real and has an existence from its own side that it doesn't really have. And that's when we start to take it personally, get overly excited and, you know, and lose track. But I think we're actually saying the same thing, but there's something about the way this is being presented. I just keep thinking, well, what are we all just crazy when somebody, you know, we think about Bob and that means Bob is here? I mean, yeah. Right. Anyway, that's
sorry. 菩萨事实上讲了很多件事情。第一个，他事实上是半开玩笑的，因为可能刚刚翻译有一点那味道没有出来。所以，事实上法师你要说的意思是说，当你在统一的境界的时候，是可以同时做这些日常生活的事情的。那所以他只是在开玩笑说，如果不行的话，我们何必要达到统一的境界呢？So the first part, because you touch upon several issues, the first part is you're right, we are on the same page, where you're in the state of unification, you are indeed able to still perform all these daily activities. 这是第一层。那第二层他是说，比如说他通常不会把脑子里面的妈妈认为是真的妈妈，就是他在他的公寓里面想到妈妈的话，他不会认为说妈妈就真的在公寓里面。如果真的这样的话，那他就是疯了。所以通常这个分别是 可以搞得清楚的，这是第二层。可是第三层是说，可是通常我们在跟别人对话的时候，很多时候因为有这个能所，所以我们的注意力完全集中在那个人，我们就会误认为这个人是个实体。那这个好像是症结的症结所在。
好，谢谢。哇，讲到哪里去了？所以就是说，我们在日常生活当中，事实上是可以以像这个开悟者人的他们的一个知见，作为我们一个努力的目标。
So, back to what we were talking about in our everyday settings, we can use the kind of wisdom, the understanding obtained by enlightened people, and use it as a signpost or as a guidance for our everyday conduct.
也就是说，开悟者第一就是没有能所，那没有能所，另外一个意思就是必须要在什么内外统一的状态。
So for someone who's enlightened, they are no longer operating with the pattern of having a subject and an object. And another phenomenon is they are constantly in a state of unification.
然后比较有一种另外一种想法，就是他看到什么人，不是我看到色而已，他是什么东西都是我的心。
Or another way of saying this is, when an enlightened person look at another person, they will realize that it's not my mind that is perceiving this physical form. Actually, the physical form itself is my very mind. It's my mind itself. They are the same. The form and the mind are the same.
那我们一般我们，不管你走路或是你跟人互动，那我们总是有一个心在跟外境互动，不是在同一个状态。那其实这时候你一个心可以认知这个世界，可以看，可以呢，那你可以问那一个可以感知的，可以认知这一个外在环境的那一个是什么。
So usually when we are in our everyday interaction with other people, usually it's our mind that's having an interaction with the external phenomenon. But in this kind of situation, we should return and ask ourselves, what is it that is able to do this perceiving?
比如说你看到东西，你可以问那谁在看，你听到谁在听，然后你从这边走路回家，那谁在走？
So when you are looking at something, you can ask yourself, who is it that's looking? When you are hearing something, you can ask yourself, who is it that is listening? And when you are walking, you can ask yourself, who is it that's doing the walking?
如果你常能够这样子，那在看这一些祖师的这些语录，就比较容易，就是什么有着力点。
So you're able to engage in that kind of thinking, on a regular basis. Then when you come back and read all the stories from the patriarchs or the koans, then you will be able to, find a better entry point.
刚开始可能对这一个其实还不太熟悉。那如果你们有机缘，你去打什么画陀啦，或是墨照，那这种经验以后，你这样回头过来，平常你是可以这样问的。那现在在等工作的是谁？像你们现在坐在这边的话，那在听的是谁？
So, if we're just talking about it, it may be a little bit difficult for you to relate to that kind of way of thinking to that experience.If you ever have the chance to go on retreat, whether it's a silent illumination retreat or a Hua Tou retreat, you will be able to grasp the concept a little bit better. And then you can bring it back to your everyday living. And when you're waiting for that bus, you can ask yourself, who is it that's waiting?
你可以练习，就吵架的时候说，这个吵的是谁？那又要继续吵，那又要继续问。
So again, if you're having argument with someone, you can, while you're still engaging in the argument, you can still also ask yourself, who is it that's arguing?
你不要以为这样就不能吵了，还是可以吵。
Don't worry, it won't distract you from the arguing. You can still do it.
问大家这个一个开悟的禅师跟人家吵架，是不是就变成不开悟了？
So let me ask you a question. If a enlightened Chan master argues with another person, does it make the person, the master, unenlightened?
佛会不会骂人？
Does the Buddha ever scold his disciples?
你说啊，佛你骂人，那你现在骂的时候你不是佛。会不会这样子？
Would you ever say that Buddha, you're scolding someone right now, so you're no longer the Buddha?
你有所知道，佛在骂人的时候，有没有一个佛在骂人？
But see, you have to think this way. When the Buddha is scolding someone, is there a Buddha that's scolding another person? Is there an actual Buddha that's doing the scolding?
就同样的，佛涅槃的，请问有没有一个佛进入涅槃？
Similarly, the Buddha had entered Nirvana. Is there a Buddha that had entered Nirvana?
所以你可以用这种我们叫三轮体空的这个观念，作为我们什么，就是努力的目标。
So.This is the way we can engage in contemplation and actually set it as a goal to ultimately to see the emptiness of an external person as an object, an internal person as a subject, and the act of, you know, either arguing or any kind of activity that's engaged in. All three spheres should ultimately be empty.
我们以前都用能手的方式在吵架，现在要练习一下子什么没有能手的吵架，体验一下新的方式。
So usually when we engage in an argument, we are using the sense of subject and object. So let's give it a try. You know, next time when you have an argument with someone, try to do it without subject and object. Would you be able to do that?
那也不仅是吵架，就是讲话的时候都有能手的讲话。你尝试说，哎，那没有能手的讲话，长成什么样子
？You can extend it a little bit further to beyond just having arguments. Even when you're having normal conversation with other people, try to do it without the sense of subject and object.
你可以用就是什么，没有讲话，讲话的我，没有跟我讲话的。他还没有讲话 的这件事。
You should think like this. There isn't a me that's talking. There isn't another person that's talking to me. And nor is there an activity, this act of talking itself. None of these exist.
那这样讲话的时候，就是你不会怎么联想一大堆。
A possible result for that is that when you are engaging in the conversation, you wouldn't be attached and dragged down by more and more cognitive thinking. You wouldn't be grasping onto all those thoughts.
那你讲说你不对，你是心，不是心，对也是心。
So when you tell the other person, you are wrong,You is your mind. Are is your mind. Wrong is also your mind.
然后他对方讲话，他讲什么话都是什么，都是心。
And when the other person talks, no matter what that person says, whatever he says is also the mind itself.
那这个是我们其实是我们比较可能不熟悉，可能没有听过的观念。
This kind of concept is probably still very foreign to many of us.
但是这个是在可以生活上是可以什么？是可以练习的哈。我们在禅堂的时间不会太多，可是生活中这一个你每个当下你都在跟这个环境互动，那有能有所的互动跟内外合一的互动，这个是两种选择。
So even if the concept is still foreign, but it's something that we can contemplate about and practice in our everyday settings. Our time in the Chan Hall may be limited, but then you can use it for everyday activities. Usually we operate with a sense of a subject and an object. You know, jump out of that loop and try to operate without object and subject.
那下一句我们可能顺便把它讲一讲，就是动成巢臼，然后插落故主。
Let's continue on to the next phrase. As soon as you act, it is a dead issue. So consider their varying attainment.
其实我们的心就是因为什么心动，所以产生能所，或是因为能所产生什么心动。
Going back to the mind itself, usually because the mind had moved, and it gives rise to the sense, to the phenomenon of subject and object. Or we can talk about it the other way, because there's sense of subject and object, so the mind moves.
我们在这个地方，你们看到动的部分有没有看到不动的部分。
So when you perceive whatever that's moving, are you at the same time able to perceive what is not moving?
我们现在这边坐在这边，有人会动，然后讲话的声音有声音，什么声音也算是动，可是除了这个动的现象以外，不动的我们叫做什么？叫做虚空，对不对？然后声音有讲话的声音叫动，那没有讲话的叫做什么？叫静。那这个通通是你什么？你可以感知到的，对不对
？So for instance, I'm sitting here. There's a form that is able to move. There's a moving form. At the same time, there is something that is still. Other than the form, there's the space. Also, when you hear sound, sound is also considered a kind of movement. So the sound moves. But simultaneously, there's also stillness that doesn't move. And this, whatever that moves and whatever that doesn't move, those two coexist at the same time.And both could be perceived by your mind.
那通常你们到一个地方去，你们是注意动的部分，还是会去感知到不动的部分
？But usually in an everyday setting, what do we pay attention to? Do we attend to things that move, or are we also at the same time attend to things that doesn't move?
啊？那你注意哪里？就注意动的。
有动，它有正在振动。如果说你静没有动，来振动，你静也可不了，就它就静存在。就是动静是等于说是一个体而已。比如说讲讲一个体，就互相一个振动出来。你没有动，你怎么知道有静？没有静，怎么知道动？
好。
So what moves and what doesn't move?Those two actually coexist simultaneously, but the way we operate is that we usually pay attention exclusively to what's moving.
其实我们禅修有一则状态叫做什么？就是自大无外，自小无内。
所以有个境界吗？
对，境界，对。
So when people engage in chan meditation, there's a state that you can achieve that sort of like this. When things are so great and so expansive, all the externals, there's no longer externality. All the external world has dissolved. And when things are so small to the extreme that the internal doesn't exist anymore either.
那这种状态其实就是说，你对你所感知到的对象，你不要特别去注意那个动的部分。
And in other words, when we do it, whenever you're perceiving a phenomenon, don't specifically pay attention to the part that moves. Also pay attention to the part that doesn't move.
那如果你不特别注意那个动的部分，慢慢那个动的东西，慢慢的你就不会什么特别注意它，慢慢的那个东西就不见了。
So if you are able to not pay exclusive attention to the entity that's moving, then gradually the boundary will dissolve.
如果你这样的话，我们的心就可以什么？感知的范围是无限的什么宽广。
And because the mind is not attached to one specific thing, then its ability to perceive, to be aware, expands exponentially.
那像这样的话，你就会跟你平常老是在就是什么注意到这个地方，注意到那个地方，我们叫做什么住啊？就是你那一个心停留在这个对象，停留在那个对象，停留在那个对象，那让我们感觉动来动去的那一个就会跟这个会不一样。
So that would be a drastic difference between the way that we usually do things right now, where our mind grasp onto this, grasp onto that, where your focus becomes very limited, and your awareness is also has a very limited scope.
如果这样子的话，那你生活上基本上是什么？是跟平常不太一样的。
So again, if you have this expansive awareness, then your everyday living, the experience you have, will be very different.
如果你心不动，那你去哪个地方，你会感觉你没有去。然后你来，我们叫什么？你从哪个地方来，你会感觉你没有来，那我们叫什么？来而什么不来，去而不去，或是不来而来，不去而去。
所以你如果心是在那个状态之下的话，你不觉得你从什么地方来？
你来的时候，你不会觉得你从什么地方来，
从什么地方来，
那去的时候也不会觉得有什么。
So if you're in that kind of expansive state, then whenever you go to one place, say you come to one place, you will no longer feel that you came from any specific place. And whenever you're going to a destination, you no longer feel that you're going to any specific location.
So 有一次师父搬书嘛，从个地方搬过去，他搬了30分钟，听说好像。他不知道他搬完了。
So once, Shi Fu, he was trying to move some bulky stuff, and then he was moving all these stuff for over 30 minutes. And then, because, again, he wasn't attached to anything, at the end, he wasn't even aware that he has already finished moving all the stuff.
然后就是我们有禅众他们在心比较非常安定的时候，师父带他们出去一个地方，那他回来，他也说他不知道他去那个地方了。
And similarly, during meditation retreat, some disciples had the experience where the shifu would take them out to somewhere, and then after they come back, because their mind was in such a still state, they wasn't even They don't even know that they have been gone to another place. and then come back again.
所以有没有听过什么空空手拿锄头有没有？然后什么这一个步行骑水牛，有没有？有一句诗是这样子，空手但是又什么？又拿着什么锄头，那步行什么？步行就步行，为什么要骑着水牛？
So there's also another verse that sort of describes this kind of phenomenon where an empty hand grasps onto an axe. And the second part of this is when you're walking, you're also riding on an ox. So how is that possible? This paradox, how can an empty hand grasp onto something? And how can you be walking at the same time riding a buffalo?
对，你跟书讲的什么空里有什么有哭笑，差不多意思。
This is similar to what 师父 often talks about, where in emptiness there's still the act of crying and laughing.
也就是说，你的心就是你的心是一种就是空无一物，可是它可以产生什么？就是拿锄头可以产生功能，可以拿锄头。
So this is talking about the nature of your mind. The mind itself is empty, yet it has the function of grasping onto an axe.
那下面一句就是什么？人从桥中过，然后桥流水不流。嗯。
There's also another similar phrase where, 人从桥中过。
就桥上过了，从长桥不是桥上过，然后桥流。
You're walking.On a bridge, and the bridge is flowing instead of the water. That's also talking about this kind of paradox.
这个不是只是一个语言的描述，这是一个什么心境？你心境在一种极度安定，没有执着，然后在看待世间现象就会根本不太一样。
So this is not just engaging in language games or some rhetoric. It's describing a state of mind when your mind is very still and non-attached to anything, this kind of phenomena would arise.
你呢，就是想来想去那是没有用的。这个东西是什么？你那个心不继续揣测，而是你那个分别心晃掉以后所呈现的一个什么？一个就是看待这个世间的一个什么？一个状态。
So it's useless to keep thinking and guessing what kind of state that is. It's merely a natural state of the mind when you let go of all the attachment. You just have to keep letting go and letting go, and then the state will naturally arise.
那我们时间快到了哈，反正今天做个结论就是，你可以练习什么，从有能守的，然后什么练习什么没有能守的。没有能守的跟外界互动。
So as a conclusion, you should try to practice this every day, where the mind starts out from having the sense of subject and object in everyday activity, and then try to contemplate what it would be like when there's no longer a subject and an object, yet still engaging in everyday activity.
其实你开玩笑讲说，哎，谁在跟我吵？谁在吵架都会有用。
Even if you sort of ask yourself half jokingly, who's having the argument? Who is it? Even this kind of questioning can be beneficial.
你平常就常这样讲都会有用，可是到时候你吵架的时候，你连这句话都忘记了。
It's helpful to keep asking yourself this. Otherwise, when you are really engaging in a heated discussion or an argument with someone else,Sometimes we don't even remember to ask yourself the question anymore.
好，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。